DNA double helix.
Oh my god.
Don't cut any of this. I want people to wonder what in the hell you were doing with your hands, because I haven't the faintest clue what, if not. I mean, but it makes sense. You're like, if I want to get my stuff out there.
Be like water, my friend.
Hi.
Hi. Happy birthday to us.
Yeah, are we recording this on the actual literal birthday?
Yes.
Like the date? So the publication will be, I guess, a little late, but should write that down. Oh, that's so adorable. No one else can see it, but she's holding a candle.
A little tiny candle representing 1 year.
A birthday candle. So June 21st of 2022.
Yes.
Was our first published Brushes and Keys. I genuinely was shocked when you said that, because it felt like we've been doing it for 4 months.
I guess we have material for 4 months.
Well, no, I mean, we talked about doing it like seasons, you know, like record for 8 weeks and then off for 8 weeks or something like that. And we never really did that. We just kind of record,
you know,
as often as we can, which is like once per week or once every couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Because what episode number is this now? What, like 20?
It's 27 or 8.
Yeah, so that's more than, like, that's an average of between once and twice a week, right. Like either, you know, between 2 and 4 times per month.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty good.
Yeah, I'm very proud. I'm so excited. I actually didn't think this was going to be a recurring thing. I thought it was going to be like a project. You know me. I'm very grounded, so I expect
everything to fail.
Not much. Yes. No, I don't expect things to fail, but I have a low bar, so I don't get disappointed. So anyway, that's why I'm surprised, and I'm so happy that we endured a year together.
Endured. Wow. this will be kind of a short one, I suspect, but it's nice to reflect on that 1 year. So let me ask you, has there been a particular highlight or surprise from doing these this past year?
Yes. My ability to express myself a little better in this language has increased drastically. My confidence. And obviously all the things that we have learned and my understanding of, you know, art and music and, you know, I guess that's normal. You change your perspective, but this has helped way much than if I did it on my own.
I was going to say essentially the same thing, meaning, I've witnessed like your growth in just feeling comfortable speaking about that stuff. Because the funny thing is, when it's just us, you were always very comfortable. But something about the red light turning on, you know, the microphone being live makes one
have to second guess themselves. I also like that people get to know Canvas much more.
You and Canvas and me.
Yeah, you're right. I can put out there my point of view of things and people can relate or disagree or whatever, but now they know a little bit more about me as a person, not only like the picture or, you know, the painting.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely like that. I remember once somebody, I don't remember who said this, but someone I remember once explained to me that if you ever really want to learn a topic, try to teach that topic, because having to explain it to somebody else forces you to learn it beyond just a superficial kind of,
right,
you know, read the back of the book and get the gist of it. You know, if you have to actually teach somebody, what is this book fundamentally about? you're going to learn it a lot better. It's kind of like when you watch debates, and the hallmark of a great debate, an actual honest one, is when the two sides can represent their opponent's point of view so well that the opponent says that is what I think. They're not strawmanning it or manipulating the perspective in order to make the debate easier to win, that sort of thing. So it's related to that idea. And so what I find is, obviously, I do a lot of podcasting on the subject of video games in particular. And what I love about this one is that it's not restricted to that at all. And because we kind of go down these random little roads, in order to be able to talk about something, it requires looking into it, and I find I learn a lot in order to just speak about it. And I love that. I love having that outlet, you know, especially when life's otherwise busy and I don't get to just sit around reading all day, which I otherwise might.
Right.
But definitely, it's sort of kudos to you. Getting comfortable with the format, because I've had obviously a lot of practice. I think even just conducting is a lot of practice for speaking comfortably to people. And speaking comfortably in like a format. This isn't public speaking, but it's kind of like that.
Right.
And it's been one of those things that I've felt very at home with for a long time, even though as a kid it terrified me. But at some point, then it became a thing I actually quite enjoy. I like giving speeches or conducting or speaking to the audience before a concert or that kind of thing.
And obviously, I think our listeners as well, I know, because they write to us. And I've seen messages and emails of, you know, just how some of the episodes have impact at some point or whatever, you know, or changed their mind or reflect on something. Or I think this is a collective growth
that one hopes we should be so lucky as to reach somebody. That's very much always the goal. It's always very, very nice. Touching when a friend reaches out and says, hey, I've been listening to the show and I liked this episode this week, and I had no idea they were listening ever.
I know, that is so nice. I would like to read from you guys more, because, you know, once you get those messages, you're like, you want more. You want more feedback. You want more. So it's just greedy. Nice because, I know, but that way, you know, you're connecting with them.
I do also love when folks reach out and have comments, because, you know, as we kind of explore how we approach all this, if there's something that seems to really strike a chord with people, it's nice to know, because it alters the overall direction that we take. Kind of like we do the album of the day, if we were to start some other kind of recurring segment and it really just somehow gelled with folks, the only way we could know that is if they tell us. So stay in touch. I hate whenever anything sounds like I'm saying, hey, fam, like and subscribe. Because it just feels so wrong.
Talking about that, I think I'm gonna jump into the YouTube rabbit hole as a creator. I'm contemplating, and I'm actually now filming things and see how I feel and trying to understand like editing softwares and my camera, because it's different from a photography setup to a video setup. And I don't know, I've been like for the last 2 weeks trying to see if that's something that I could do. And I am very confident that I can, but I'm a little afraid of the time consumption that this is gonna be. But I think I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to do it.
Well, I, you know, basically as an artist, for you as a painter specifically, any medium which is inherently visual is going to seemingly make the most sense. So that's why I think most artists are on Instagram and find more success there than Twitter.
Yeah.
Or probably even Facebook.
Yeah.
Because Instagram is so very much about the visuals, and of course so is YouTube. True.
I mean, now Instagram was, it felt like a gallery before, but now it's like another TikTok. And that is right. Part of the reason I feel like I should grow a little bit more and understand the video aspect of social media, because everything is about video now. And if I want to put myself out there, I think I should, what's the term for this?
Like embrace it?
No, like look at my hands. Like I should...
I stand by embrace it.
No.
Zip.
Damn it.
Link.
Zip it. No, like.
DNA double helix.
Oh my god.
Don't cut any of this. I want people to wonder what in the hell you were doing with your hands, because I haven't the faintest clue what, if not. I mean, but it makes sense. You're like, if I want to get my stuff out there.
Be like water, my friend.
Go with the flow.
Oh, do you know that quote, Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
What is it? The word? God damn it! I bet by now they know what I'm talking about.
Adapt.
Yes. Yes, something like that. I'm thinking it was an award with C actually, but I think adapt. It's a good one. So yeah, I guess I should grow and adapt in social media as everybody else, and not put myself in a box like, oh, I'm a painter. I'm gonna post photos because this is what I do. But yeah, I guess I should just, you know, swallow my pride or whatever.
I don't see it as that at all. Obviously I'm getting a little ahead, and I'm not gonna reveal any secrets, but you and I have been brainstorming about things for this channel, and to me it feels very exciting because it feels like things that are not the typical...
Are not doable with a picture.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's that exact thing. Painters, the first lesson that we learned when we did our very first Dialogos was that the finished painting can be just as interesting as the journey from blank canvas to the finished painting. And not just in the behind the scenes sense, but in the performance sense. And I think that there's all kinds of potential to make interesting stuff that is exciting. And, you know, I think there's, why not use these tools? You know, you can, of course, you periodically and seemingly regularly have commissions of various types. And I think that's healthy for all artists, and mm-hmm. as a way to kind of continue to create in the meantime, something very video oriented. I like it in the same way that I've really enjoyed, and I'm so grateful to have Dallas as a deeply skilled video editor / graphics and animation type person. Oh, yeah. That when I'm writing a score, there's this part of my brain in the background going, what are some cool things I could do for videos for after the fact to kind of help tell the story of this work? You know, some composers prefer a very reclusive, like, I just want to sit in my corner and then when I put it out, I let the work speak for itself. Yeah. But I really enjoy the presentational aspect of it. And I also enjoy that it might be helpful to other composers, you know, as a way to say, here's what I did. You know, someone asked on one of my Q&A videos the other day, are you hoping other people will look at Stray Gods and try to make their own musicals? Or will that feel like they're essentially stealing from you and like that's your thing? Mm. And it's like, no, very much. How cool would it be if this helps sort of start a whole new genre, and every year there's a bunch of new video games that are musicals? Like, it would be weird to want to be the only one. It's kind of fun to be the first, but I don't want to be the only one. And in fact, there's plenty of mistakes that we make that others can learn from, and we can all make better, interesting games, you know?
That is how humanity works in general with everything.
I certainly think so.
That is how AI is doing it right now.
So everybody should leave comments on if they want us to talk about AI.
Oh my God. Should I be on? I'm going to be honest publicly. I've been avoiding this topic because everybody talks about AI. There are a ton of videos and podcasts and tweets, and you can find that information everywhere. And I'm like sick of it. But Austin is like, we should do it. We should do it. And
it's because I find it so interesting. It's going to happen.
I know.
And then I'll owe you one.
We'll see. I don't know if I'm that excited. As a traditional artist, I know, like, you guys understand my point of view, I guess, but I'm open to discuss. And yeah, I guess I'm okay. I'm not happy to discuss, but I'm okay with doing it.
Oh my. Well, in any case, so other than the YouTube channel, which to be clear is not connected in any way officially to Brushes and Keys.
But Brushes and Keys has a channel where I'm slowly updating all the past episodes because I received a lot of messages asking for the YouTube channel. And I was debating if I should do it because it's another thing that I have to take care of. And not only, you know, posting, but I have to like render the videos and you know, making them look nice because I'm just like this. I'm not going to just share files on YouTube just because I wanted to have a nice presentation because I love this project. And it's taking a lot of time to do that as well. And I don't know, I'm like a little... I need to have a clone of myself to just do the things that I want to do.
Yeah, I know
but
that
at least,
feeling.
Yeah, at least it's fine. I've right now I don't have like a urgent commission or anything, so I'm okay with uploading slowly as I go. Not as slow, but you know. By the way, if you didn't know, yes, the YouTube channel is youtube.com/@brushesandkeys. So, because we're celebrating a year, we have another Artworks audio microphone, which is those pretty lovely Brushes and Keys engraved mics that we have so fancy. And we want to give it away. It has canvas, and it has planets, and it has telescopes, and it has stars, and it has a potato and carrots. And
it's very obviously the best microphone engraving in microphone engraving history.
Yeah, so anyway, we have this mic and we want to give it away to you guys, to one lucky listener. And the only way to get it is by subscribing on our YouTube channel and keep an eye on the community posts. So yeah, go ahead and do it. And yeah, you'll see.
Perfect. But yeah, appreciate, of course, everybody checking out the YouTube channel.
And one last thing about the channel is that I want to clarify, just in case it's not clear, that for now all these episodes are gonna be uploaded like audio episodes. Like there's no video of our Zoom calls, but there is gonna be at some point because we are having guests and we're recording those calls. And there is gonna be actual video of those. So yeah, not always they're gonna be like a background video, but you actually can see us interact with people.
Yeah, it's just not the norm. It'll be for those kind of special occasions, I guess.
Exactly.
So then with all that said, just to keep it short, since we're really just talking about ourselves this time instead of a topic.
Yeah.
What are your goals for the, you know, year number two for this project?
Oh, I guess it's going to be steady learning of new things, and maybe we could do another one of those like fun trips and record from a weird place in the world.
And oh, that's a great idea.
Oh yeah.
Our Big Bear recording. Yeah, that was great. I think that's a great goal, a remote recording.
I wanna make that a like a little thing that we do sporadically.
I think it would be fun. Here is, I have two goals in addition to just the general keep it going, keep learning new things, keep exploring interesting topics that excite us as people, as artists, as a couple, all of that. But two things separate is one concrete one that would be fun, and I've never done this before, but I've seen it before. Like, I've never done this with any of the other, like, we never did it with Play Watch Listen, never did it with the Game Maker Notebook, never did it with You Gotta Hear This, is like if we were at like PAX or something and did a live one with an audience. I think that would be really fun as a great goal sometime over the next year to find an opportunity, an excuse to go to a convention or something like that.
One of my, dreams, not dream, but, you know, I was like wondering how possible it is to have a live episode in one of the conventions in Costa Rica. But, you know, life happens. So maybe some other time.
Well, there's a million conventions in the world and we, you know, there's opportunities to go to them fairly regularly. So I think that could be a really fun aspiration. So that's sort of one, just it's just like a fun, I've never done that. I've done a ton of panels and speeches and live presentations and concerts and all kinds of stuff, but I've never done a live audience podcast recording, because it would be fun to lean into that format and somehow involve the audience in a live
way. That's the
whole
point. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Like not that's just cool. Hear them in the distance, but somehow make them part of it.
Right.
So I don't know what that means yet. I just know that would be something fun to figure out, so that when June 21st, 2024, we're saying happy second birthday, we are able to reflect on that as a thing. And then the other thing that is sort of kind of related to that, but I definitely also want to expand the ways in which we're able to kind of involve our listeners, like, and sort of that sense of community with this. As we were saying at the start of this, I really enjoy when people decide to reach out, but that's just people randomly feeling prompted to reach out and say hi. Yeah. And so in the same way that we've done topics where you came prepared with like a game, you know, like name this animal based on this, you know,
you
Baroque
like
era painting.
I guess I became a little lazy lately. So
yeah, you're super lazy. Yeah,
oh,
but in that vein, something that could involve the audience, though, you know, something like, and again, I don't know what that means yet, but yeah, please send suggestions if you have ways that would be fun for you. We will, in the meantime, be kind of brainstorming possibilities. But I like the idea of it being more than just this one directional, here are our thoughts, and we just think it's worth listening to. It's like, no, let's make this a little bit more of a dialogue, a little bit more of a two-way street. So that's something that I'm hoping we can really, we can explore some possibilities and some format, some fun tweaks to the format over the course of the next year and find something that's kind of even more unique or special or whatnot, because I think it could be rewarding. I think it could be fun.
Nice.
So that's that's that.
Yeah.
I think that's all we need to say today. We can keep it nice and short since we're not really getting into any sort of major topics here.
Yeah, I love it. Again, I'm so grateful for you guys, and I really, really love reading you. I really love those messages. So yeah, if you feel like messaging, even if it's all episodes, I love it anyway. I always send Austin those messages as well. Like, if you guys just write me on my personal Instagram, I share those messages as well, because it's just so nice. I like when there's involvement.
Yeah, it's nice to know we're not just talking to ourselves. I mean, it's true. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, true.
That we are we're talking to someone.
So yeah, remember to subscribe at Brushes and Keys on YouTube and my channel, because I already have a channel, but I don't have videos yet, but I'm on it.
Yes, everybody go follow Angela's new YouTube adventure.
Yes, we'll see. I hope I don't fail.
Well, bye.
Yeah.
No, you have to say, that was to them. You don't want the last word to be, I hope I don't fail. You want to cut it there?
I was going
to
cut it there. Yes.
Okay, okay. Fair enough.
Bye.